This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So CNN gave us this headline today. One-third of U.S. parents plan to skip flu shots for their kids this season. 34% of U.S. parents say their child was unlikely to get the flu vaccine this year. This is a report published Monday by the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. It's an online poll which was administered last month. And it looked at 1,977 parents who had at least one child. Whether parents would get their children the flu vaccine and their reasoning, among other things. And of the parents polled, 48% said they usually follow the recommendation of the child's health care provider when making choices. But 21% of those surveyed did not remember their health care provider making a recommendation about their child receiving the flu shot. They don't remember the doctor saying anything, or nurse practitioner or PA. So Sarah Clark, co-director of C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll, said, to me, the biggest takeaway is that there is a group of parents who look like they have a gap in expert guidance around whether kids should get flu vaccines. Parents who are making the choice to get the child vaccinated reported hearing more positive than negative comments by a margin of about 4-1. Yeah, a doctor, I'm not going to say would lose their license, but usually that's not really, you know, that's kind of taboo for a medical provider to, I hate the word diss, but to insult or criticize the flu vaccine industry. Kind of a bad thing. If I did that, oh my gosh. I'm already in fear of, you know, being stripped of my PMS privileges now because of, you know, all the stuff I say. Imagine if I bring up, no, the flu shots. No way. So, apparently, during the last flu season, 179 children died. No joke. Scary stuff. Hundreds hospitalized due to flu-related illnesses. According to the CDC, they reported 80% of the children who died were unvaccinated. Now, last flu season, 57.9% of children between the ages of 6 months and 17 years received flu vaccines. That was less than the year before. Why? That's our fault. That's the media's fault. We were telling everybody, oh, the flu shot's not that effective this year. Yeah, it's only maybe 16% effective. Not a good shot. Well, parents are like, what the heck am I doing injecting anything into my baby? That's a problem. Maybe we need to shut the hell up in the media. Because what if your baby would benefit if it was 16% effective? And how do they know for sure? How do they know for 100% certainty that something is only 4% ineffective? I mean, how do they know that? So, approximately 155.3 million doses of flu vaccine were distributed to people of all ages last season. And Dr. William Schaffner, no Star Trek here, an infectious disease specialist at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, said, we don't give the flu vaccine the credit it deserves. Agree. The vaccine is not perfect, he says. None of us believe it is. But it's the best thing we have for preventing influenza. And even if it doesn't prevent the illness completely, this is very important, it tends to make the illness milder. Exactly. If it boosts your immune system, it might be just that little boost you need and the difference between life and death or you getting sick very, very severely or not. They say some of the reasons parents give for not vaccinating their children include being too busy, not getting strong recommendations from their medical providers. Oh, come on, parents, really? Please blame us. You're their parent. You know about vaccines. You know. In the poll, the top three reasons parents cited for not getting vaccinated was they were concerned about side effects, that it doesn't work very well, and that the currently healthy child need not be vaccinated. So, this is a tricky subject, okay? Because parents have the right to do what's best for their child. But then sometimes you have stupid out there. And so who takes over? Or do we not take over? This is something that's very controversial, and I definitely see both sides of it, you know? We don't want the government taking your healthy child and injecting something into it, into your child, when there is a 0.00001% chance of there being a side effect. And we don't want to live in a society that does that, that will take your kid away and inject him. This is your baby. And it doesn't matter how we progress in society, mama bear, you know, will come out. You don't touch my baby. On the flip side, though, there are some things that we may know more than you. And if flu kills, and we think the flu shot can help your child, we are going to encourage and recommend it. Now, we've been fine, roughly, with, okay, you want to get your kids vaccinated, get your kid vaccinated. If you don't, you don't. Well, that's all been fine and dandy until we've gotten up, you know, into the subject of schools and being, being allowed to enter school without your child being vaccinated. Because then the subject comes, well, what about herd immunity? We don't want you to put other kids at risk. So we want your kid vaccinated so other kids don't get sick. This is not a very easy topic, and trust me, it is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court later. Because you have some parents that claim or really believe that there are side effects to these vaccines. And again, nothing is perfect. I mean, no scientist will say they're 100% wrong because there is always that, you know, distant percentage point. But overall, these things are safe. And with us losing almost 200 kids last year, I'm on the side of vaccinate. But don't wait for a doctor to tell you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in North Carolina, there's a school facing the state's biggest chickenpox outbreak. This is in over 20 years. 36 infected students came down with chickenpox. Chickenpox is not herpes, it's varicella. And the chickenpox virus can later come back and haunt us as shingles. Apparently, it's spreading like wildfire through the Asheville Waldorf School. Now, the school teaches kindergarten up through sixth grade. It's also among North Carolina's top three schools for the state's highest rates of religious exemptions to vaccinations. Out of 152 students, 110 have never gotten the chickenpox vaccine. So that's about 72% of the student population. Now, some parents are like, well, come on, I got the chickenpox. ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Other doctors like, no, it could be serious, especially the older you are. According to Jennifer Mullendore, a doctor with Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services, told the Citizen Times that people don't think it's a serious disease, but for the majority of people, it's not. But it's not that way for everybody. 2 to 3 out of every 1,000 children infected with chickenpox need to be hospitalized. To me, that's not mild. And if you're the parent of one of those children, you probably don't think so either. So according to the CDC, the chickenpox used to cause 10,600 hospitalizations and 100 to 150 deaths every year. Now, the vaccine is given in 2 doses, and it's reported to be about 90% effective at preventing the disease. But you could still get the chickenpox because it's a live attenuated virus, meaning it's a type of virus that, even though it's effective, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to protect you at 100%. Some of these killed vaccines, I think, do a little better than the live attenuated. That's just me. But live attenuated means they give you a live weakened version of the virus. I've never seen somebody get the chickenpox from the chickenpox vaccine. Just like you're not supposed to get the flu from the flu vaccine. But, and mostly the flu vaccine, you have a killed version and then you have the live attenuated. Killed version is where they do virus particles. Live attenuated is where they have a weakened form of a live virus. But chickenpox used to cause a lot of issues. One is the child is miserable. You know, they kind of get a cold and then all of a sudden they start getting these blisters that start on their chest and it goes up to their face and arms and legs, etc. The older you are, the more severe. The younger you are, the better you can withstand it. The problem is I've seen kids with asthma. I've seen kids with other very severe diseases. And when they get the chickenpox, they're hospitalized. I even saw one in the ICU. This is not something to mess with. And so when they came out with the vaccine, a lot of parents were like, well, they were a little distressful because they loved the fact that when your child got it, then they were done. And they got natural immunity. And they also found that they were pretty resilient. And so they didn't trust the vaccine. A lot of people at first, they didn't trust the vaccine. Now, other parents like me, I was like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. But before my kids could get it, they had already gotten the chickenpox. So we kind of lucked out. But the problem is, and we don't really have a lot of data, if you get the chickenpox the real natural way like we all did as kids, we could be more at risk for shingles later. And shingles is where that varicella virus hides out after your chickenpox as a child and then comes out as an adult along a dermatome. And so if your dermatome is near your eye, it could cause blindness. If that dermatome is across your chest, it could restrict your breathing. And so there's an argument where, you know, will these kids who were vaccinated never then be at risk for shingles? Yes, there is that argument. If you didn't have a full-blown infection, you might not get shingles. Another argument is, well, no, if you're getting the live attenuated version of the virus, it'll camp out in one of your nerves. The only thing is I don't think it's going to be strong enough to come out and cause a shingles. But I'm not worried about shingles. I'm not worried about chickenpox. I'm worried about these results where if you're immunocompromised, this could put you in a real bad shape. So you have a school here where parents want their children to get natural immunity. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, you know, taking off work for a week and your child being sick and miserable, it started to look really good to get that vaccine. But you have a lot of parents out there going, I don't care, I'd rather my kid get natural immunity. The problem is, you know, we're having like this now, this polio-like illness. I mean, there's a lot of real bad stuff out there. And I would rather see more of a trust for vaccines than a distrust. You know, there's people trying to sell lollipopped, chickenpox salivated lollipops, right? So that their kid could suck on it and then get the real chickenpox. Chickenpox is so highly contagious. Your kid could play with somebody else and then get chickenpox. It is really contagious. I just would never recommend that. In fact, it's illegal to sell those online. They've had to stop people from doing it. But somebody who gets a chickenpox, it's amazing how everybody wants to fly. That kid is the most popular kid all of a sudden. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this has made a lot of us scratch our heads. An 11th child has died, and 23 more are sick because of a New Jersey center and their deadly adenovirus outbreak. This is crazy. 11 children have already died at this one center. Another 23 have fallen ill. It's called the Wanaki Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Haskell, New Jersey. And the adenovirus is a virus that's kind of responsible for the common cold, not typically associated with pediatric deaths. However, if you do have immunocompromised kids, or you have kids that are, suffering some pretty severe disabilities, it could hurt them. So New Jersey officials have announced that on Friday the 11th child has died. State officials have been forced to admit they are struggling to contain the outbreak. Dr. Sharif El-Nahal, commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health, told CNN on Friday that the inability to separate those who are sick from those without symptoms has led to the outbreak. They said up until this week, it has not been possible to completely separate those patients. But now, due to decreasing census at the facility, it is. Oh, that's sad. So the state put out a call for volunteers from New Jersey Medical Reserve Corp to help separate patients at the facility. Now, this lethal outbreak began in late September, and it spread among children with weakened immune systems. An investigation of Wanaki indicated that the staff's poor hand-washing practices might be fueling the viral spread. Now, the most recent outbreak at Voorhees Pediatric Facility, there were 5 cases of a weaker strain of adenovirus have been reported, and also affected immunocompromised children. They think maybe it's because there's been a warmer, wetter autumn. You know, these viruses, people say, all right, so, you know, it's wintertime. You know, do certain viruses come to play because of that, or do they come to play because you have more moisture in the air, you have people kind of huddling up together because it's cold? All of it, it comes to play. You have certain viruses that tend to persist and pervade during certain times of the year, and then you have certain factors, environmental factors, that make it ripe for an outbreak. And so wintertime or dormitory rooms or hospital settings, those are unfortunately a vulnerable time. And the thing that kills me with this is adenovirus is it's usually a mild type of virus. It causes a sore throat, chest congestion, could cause pink eye, could cause fever, could cause coughing. But usually it goes away after a few days. Unfortunately, though, you have different strains. And if you're immunocompromised, it could, you know, affect you. Now, there are 100 different types of adenovirus, according to Daily Mail, of which 49 can infect humans. They say versions of the virus underlie several of the things that common illnesses manifest. So gastroenteritis, pink eye, common cold. Even though this one usually affects the respiratory system, some strains, they say, can be life-threatening, but it's rare. And because the adenovirus really likes the whole respiratory tree, it's a lot easier to transmit. So if you have 2 kids in the same ward coughing on each other, they could give it to each other. Now, they say adenovirus may masquerade as the flu. Sometimes the symptoms, depending on how weak you are or vulnerable, it can actually act like the flu. But then, again, it's something like this spreading throughout a child facility is heartbreaking. And we just don't know why it took so long and why it happened to this degree. So I guess we're going to wait and see. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Make sure we get some pathologists in here and some
the death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
Yeah, the weather that's expected is definitely going to impact operations. It's especially during the recovery. I'm working with the Sheriff's Department and first responders. Again, we have additional resources out there really trying to work ahead of these storms prior to their arrival.
Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting Attorney General. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. Christopher Watts is set to be sentenced today after pleading guilty to murdering his pregnant wife and two young daughters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits, and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so apparently we have hundreds of Tijuana residents, have congregated to protest the thousands of Central American migrants who have arrived in the Mexican border city, hoping for a new life in the U.S. Tensions have built as nearly as 3,000 migrants were being told by The Guardian from a caravan that has been traveling through Central America has poured into Tijuana the recent days. The federal government estimates that the number of migrants could soon swell to 10,000. This is a situation that's just not good. We have kids among them. We have people who are sick among them. And then we also have possibly some wolves in sheep's clothing. And the U.S. government can only do so much. From what we understand, some of them may have a 6 to 9 month wait. And understandably so. You can't load a population, you can't tip a balance. We already have a very, very delicate balance with the way our economy is, with the way our immigration is, with the way our security is. And so, from what we understand, U.S. border inspectors are processing only 100 asylum claims a day at Tijuana's main crossing to San Diego. They say asylum seekers are registering. I apologize, I'm having a computer issue right now. They say, and I just lost it. They say asylum seekers are registering their names in a tattered notebook managed by migrants themselves that had more than 3,000 names before the caravan arrived. And now hundreds of Tijuana residents have congregated to protest the thousands of Central American migrants that are there. So, very displeased, they waved Mexican flags and they sang the Mexican national anthem and chanted, "Out, out." They accused the migrants of being messy, ungrateful, and a danger to Tijuana. They also complained about how the caravan forced its way to Mexico, calling it an invasion. And they voiced worries that their taxes might be spent to care for the group. Protesters were shouting, "We don't want them in Tijuana." Now, this is just a mess. Juana Rodriguez, a housewife, said the government needed to conduct background checks on the migrants to make sure they didn't have criminal records. They say a block away, fewer than a dozen Tijuana residents stood with signs to support the migrants. Keila Samaron, a 38-year-old teacher, said the protesters didn't represent her way of thinking, and she held a sign, "Childhood has no borders." Now, most of the migrants who have reached Tijuana via caravan in recent days set out more than a month ago from Honduras, a country of 9 million people. Dozens of migrants in the caravan who have been interviewed by AP reporters have said they left their country after death threats. But the journey's been hard. Many have turned back around. Alden Rivera, the Honduran ambassador to Mexico, told the AP on Saturday that 1,800 Hondurans had returned to their country since the caravan first set out on October 13th, and that he hoped more would make that decision. "We want them to return to Honduras." Now, from what we're being told, Honduras has a murder rate of 43 per 100,000 residents, similar to cities like New Orleans and Detroit. They say in addition to violence, migrants of the caravan have mentioned poor economic prospects as a motivator to leave. Per capita income is about $120 a month in Honduras. World Bank says 2 out of 3 people live in poverty. So the migrants' expected long stay in Tijuana has raised concerns about the ability of the border city to handle 1.6 million people to handle the influx. Now, so what's happening is we're being told that many people in Tijuana are sympathetic. But the problem is it's one of those things where you can have as much sympathy or empathy, look at the hard economics of it. Can they assume all these people? If the U.S. doesn't move quickly with asylum and go through their process quickly, there's going to be a lot of bottlenecking. And people that don't have homes and are getting hungry, it's not a good situation. The Tijuana mayor, Juan Manuel Gastelum, has called the migrants' arrival an avalanche that the city is ill-prepared to handle, calculating that they will be in Tijuana for at least 6 months as they wait to file asylum claims. Gastelum has appealed to the federal government for more assistance to cope with the influx. Now, Mexico's Interior Ministry said Saturday that the federal government was flying in food and blankets. Tijuana officials converted a municipal gymnasium and a recreational complex into a shelter to keep migrants out of public spaces, but that only has a capacity of 700. That's the city's privately run shelters. The municipal complex can't hold up to 3,000. But, when you have these types of, from a medical standpoint, and that's what I like to comment on, something like this unfortunately can breed a lot of infectious disease. In fact, one shelter that we saw with the California wildfires unfortunately had a norovirus outbreak. And so you have migrants that have been immunocompromised and vulnerable because of their travels, not sleeping in the bed they usually sleep in, not getting the food they usually, eat, the diet they eat, drinking different water, maybe being dehydrated, being overburdened with exercise, you know, they're weakened with weakened immune systems, not to mention coming up on the winter and cold season. This is not a healthy time. And so you have local residents concerned that they're going to get sick or there's going to be issues with, you know, crime, rape, etc. You have, you know, in America, border towns concerned about being able to assume these people and being able to take care of them in their hospitals. Our hospitals are going to be flooded. I mean, there are people that are pretty sick. And so anytime you have something like this, this really takes multiple countries getting involved. And this was just handled poorly. There was, I guess, a social media thing that went viral where somebody was complaining about the rice and beans they got. Now, I don't really know if that was a rumor. But apparently, there was somebody, one of the migrants, was able to, on social media, tweet about, I guess, the food they were getting. So on one end, it looks like some of these people do have cell service and do have certain plans, phone plans. On the other end, you already see people pretty grumpy about, if this really was true, about what they were getting. And, yes, you could fly food, you could fly blankets in, but people need to eat 3 squares a day. We have thousands of people coming. And once other migrants see that these migrants were able to get in, or they see able to get food and, you know, some sort of attention in the media, then that may induce more to flee. And I think we need to have a realistic picture. And this is tough because the media, you know, they have a job to do. They don't want to, you know, depict gruesome pictures of kids starving, etc. I mean, you know, we want to feed these kids. They also don't want to make it look like, okay, everything is hunky-dory. They have to spread a news story. The problem is these people that are fleeing, one, is they may not have television. They may not have access to social media news. Two is, if they think anything is better, even in Mexico, a border town of Mexico, than being where they currently are, without knowing the facts that they could be, you know, stuck in a shelter. And, you know, we heard what happened during Hurricane Katrina. Again, it was difficult to get confirmation of certain accounts, but you heard that there were rapes that happened, you know, in certain shelters. And when you have people in mass quantities, in close quarters, hungry, starving, scared, bad things can happen. Murders, things like that. And so, you know, you have families that are displaced and they are, you know, living in a tent. It's not a healthy situation. And there, unfortunately, could be widespread illness. Whether it's cholera, whether it's norovirus, this adenovirus that killed kids in New Jersey. Any of these things could, unfortunately, you know, wipe out lots of people. And lots of disease could be then brought into America. You know, there's been talk that some of the previous little outbreaks that we've had have been in areas where immigrants have come in. Well, you know, that's how bugs transfer. They you know, come with other populations. So this is not a good situation. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, guys, we're back to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is scary. You know how this polio-like illness that's causing acute flaccid myelitis has been hitting children? Usually the average age is under the age of 14, usually younger, like 8. Well, now there's a newlywed that has been struck by it. A newlywed couple in Wisconsin were forced to test their vows, they said, just days after tying the knot, because the groom ended up getting this illness. Adam and Bridget Spoery got married in July. They've spent nearly every day since in the hospital as he slowly recovers from a paralyzing polio-like illness that usually affects kids, doesn't usually, but more often would affect the child. His head became weak, he could not swallow, and then his breathing was very labored. according to Bridget, his wife. Apparently, they had rushed him to the emergency room on August 5th, and he has been diagnosed with acute flaccid myelitis. He's 30 years old. He said his family said they believe he was at risk because he was taking immunosuppressant drugs for asthma and Crohn's disease. Now, acute flaccid myelitis is this rare condition that we don't exactly know why it happens, but we think you're exposed to a virus, and then it just inflames your spinal cord, causing your limbs to go limp. You get leg weakness, loss of muscle tone, reflexes, arm weakness, and according to the CDC, you can also get a facial droop, difficulty moving your eyes, droopy eyelids, and difficulty swallowing. Unfortunately, if it gets really, really severe, it could cause you to stop breathing. So, most patients recover, but some don't. So, I believe Spirilli required a ventilator. Now, he and his wife have been communicating via notepad, and they had just gotten married. He's able to move his hands and wrists to write, according to a GoFundMe page. According to the page, doctors have been weaning him off the ventilator. Now, his wife is a high school English teacher. She said, I thought he was dying every day those first 2 weeks. I had no hope. Spirilli has since transferred out of Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center, is now being treated at a post-acute medical specialty hospital, a long-term care facility, but it's not clear how long his recovery could go. So, there is a GoFundMe page, and again, their last name is Spoerri, S-P-O-E-R-R-I. And, Godspeed, that is some real scary stuff, but it shows you that there's some nasty pathogens that can unfortunately affect, not only kids, but adults also. You know, every time we think we can be like, all right, this is only going to affect this population, so let's target this. We're probably going to have to come up with a vaccine for this. If it's acting like polio and it's caused by a virus similar to polio, we're going to have to come up with a vaccine because this is some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There has been some cases of infant botulism, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services, because these kids were given honey pacifiers. They say the four children were unrelated and reside in different parts of Mexico, but all of the babies had been given a pacifier containing honey that originated from Mexico. Now, we don't give babies honey because of the risk of botulism. The babies were hospitalized from mid-August to October, and each diagnosed with infant botulism caused by a toxin that attacks the body's nerves, could cause difficulty breathing, paralysis, and even death. Now, the honey could contain bacteria that produce the toxin connected to botulism. The toxin can form in the intestines of the babies and then eat their organs, they say. So, this is why the CDC recommends that children under 12 months old do not eat honey, because they lack enough types of bacteria to prevent the botulism bacteria from growing and developing into a toxin. Now, symptoms of infant botulism include constipation, floppy movements, trouble controlling the head, a weak cry, droopy eyelids, difficulty sucking or feeding, and usually we got to get you in the hospital right away. Now, we don't really use honey pacifiers a lot here in the States, but apparently they are found in online and specialty stores. The FDA tweeted that the organization is working to identify the online retailer who sold the pacifiers in order to notify the retailer of the contamination. And again, this is a product that should have never even been made. You don't want to expose babies to honey. I mean, kids will like their pacifier. They won't like the pacifier. Putting sweets on it to make kids want the pacifier isn't, to me, the smartest thing. In 2016, there were 206 cases of botulism confirmed by the CDC, 150 being infant botulism. No fatalities were recorded, luckily, for any of the infant botulism cases. You know, I always get asked, I go, should kids not use binkies or pacifiers? I'm a fan of pacifiers. You know, I don't think it hurts the teeth. I've asked my dental friends if they, have concerns. As long as they don't have concerns, I don't. My only problem is, you know, we were talking about last week how moms will suck off the pacifier to keep it clean, and there was a study saying, oh, that may help their allergies. I don't like the idea of spreading germs. I don't like the idea of the kid's pacifier falling down and then you putting it back in their mouth, right? Because it could be dirty. But I would rather the kid suck on a pacifier than their thumb. You know, we don't see a lot of thumb sucking. We've really stopped that with the kids. And the reason why is when the kid's older teeth come in, there's a chance for them to push them forward. And so we've kind of gotten rid of the whole thumb-sucking thing. But with a binky later, you have to, you know, wean them off the binky sometimes. One of my friends, his child was, you know, on the pacifier, the binky. And the kid was starting to be, I think, close to 2 years old. So our friend just took the binky and just threw it away right there in front of the kid, saying, "You are done with the binky." And that was it. Kid was off the binky. I mean, it was pretty traumatizing and traumatic for him. But, you know, so luckily for my kids, they just gradually weaned off. And I think what does it is don't keep getting them bigger and bigger binkies. You know, I mean, eventually they're like, "Okay, this thing is kind of ridiculous." They'll outgrow it. But you have some that don't. They're very habitual for me. And that'd be an interesting study. Those who can't get off the binky, do they later get addicted to stuff later? You know, because they're so into habits. But I don't know if I was a thumb sucker. I forget. I think my sister was a thumb sucker. I wasn't, but I put everything in my mouth. I would put dirt in my mouth. I just love putting things. I just, you know, eat. I just, you know, chewing on things. You know, like my clothes. I would be sucking on my shirt collar. I just liked, I don't understand. I don't, kids do things like that. They just do. So, be careful and don't be, using, honey pacifiers. They say children are at risk of lead poisoning in Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reported that the EPA discussed its remediation plans because there are people living near a Chattanooga Superfund site that may need to be tested for lead contamination. They said the EPA says full remediation could take 5 years and cost $26 million. They're urging parents to contact the state or county health departments. Apparently, the Chattanooga Foundry and Pipe Company and the Wheeland Foundry shut down a dozen years ago after producing lead pipes, auto brakes, cast iron fittings, and fire hydrants for a century. The EPA said residents commonly brought lead-laced foundry waste home for use as topsoil. So now they're concerned that a bunch of kids in Chattanooga could have been at risk of lead poisoning. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Be careful of GoFundMe scams. Apparently, there's a girlfriend in a GoFundMe scam couple. She releases secret audio that she claims that she was duped by her boyfriend into raising $400,000. Caitlin McCure, 28 years old, is charged in a scheme alongside her ex-boyfriend Mark D'Amico, 39 years old, and 34-year-old Johnny Bobbitt, the homeless man they actually met at a Philadelphia casino. McClure's lawyers proclaimed that she was herself duped, releasing secret recordings that she purportedly made after Bobbitt sued the couple for raising the funds. She goes, "You started the whole blank thing. You did everything. I had no part in any of this, and I'm taking the fall." And then D'Amico said, "You don't go to jail for lying on TV, you dumb blank." Okay, I'm not going to go into all the discussion, but if you guys remember, there was this GoFundMe campaign because there was Bobbitt, who they claimed was living under a bridge, and had to spend his last $20 to help McCure when she ran out of gas. So, apparently, they've audiotaped this, it turned into being a fake story. And then where did the money go? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.